John Tumey, the president of Te Pāti Māori and, of course, head of Te Whānau Waiparaura, with us each Monday morning. Thanks for your time, John. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Matthew was in before talking about Hannah and that he is led to believe that she is going to front a new party. Nu Ao, I think, is the name of that party. Caught me a little bit by surprise, but he says it's Hundi, and I'd like to know what you know about it, John.
Oh, what we know is that a new party is underway called Nu Ao. It's a sort of cross between a Hobson's Pledge and the Māori Party. It's driven by Tuku Morgan, as I understand it, Jason Nucky and others. But that's all cool, you know, because we're 20. What we have to do in Te Pāti Māori is keep focused on winning and knocking off this outrageously terrible regime. And so sidebar matters, as we choose our Taitoke Rau candidate. We had our special general meeting last night, outstanding executive committee, large numbers turning up to participate. And Hone, he just filled the gap really quickly for the party. But over the weekend, he's posted that now that he knows that Apirama Edwards, chairperson of Ngāti Wai, up there is going to stand, that he's just willing to now put his shoulder behind the movement and continue to build infrastructure and organisations for Te Taitokarau seat. So all we can do, Dale, is keep focused on what we have control of and can achieve. Up till, excuse me, up till this morning, all I can tell you is that Hannah Maipi Clark has remained resolute through all of the ups and downs in continued support for Te Pāti Māori. Now, if somebody knows something we don't, that would be disappointing, one, from an honesty perspective and an ethics and integrity issue, but we would be taken blindsided by this because we're on the rage, even in Te Tai Tonga, in regard to the quality of the new executive and the candidates. You have to remember in those two seats, which we weren't fully au fait with and aware of, is that they just never had an organisation and a branch structure. They were geared solely around the individual MP. But we're fixing that now as we speak.
The decision by Hone effectively to step aside, at first we thought he was pitching for the candidacy, but now that Apirahama has put his name forward, I mean, he's a quality character and highly regarded in the Iwi Leaders Forum, very articulate, very proud of our people, as you must be to stand for Te Pāti Māori. What traits do you think Apirahama brings into the mix, and how do you value his experience and abilities?
Well, look, he is... He was one of our leaders and activists in our hikoi and in our activations against this government. He's a long-time, fully centred Ngāti Wai leader, chairperson of them. So Te Taitokerau, you know, is in good hands if he gets the nomination. We are waiting for the closure of those nominations. And when you get people like Hone standing and Apirahama, it allows others to say, well, I don't need to fill a vacuum. We support the level of that leadership and its commitment and its undoubted experience. And so what Apirahama said in announcing his nomination was that he'll bring a level of discipline and steadiness that we need there. And here's the other thing. He's a very able and loyal chap. It doesn't mean to say in Māori world, we do have robust conversations. We do agree to disagree, but we don't have to sink the waka over it. And I think Apirahama will have those strong conversations that we must have, but he's not going to sink Te Pāti Māori waka solely because he'll tip it up if he's not acknowledging or accepting that he can't win consensus on a specific point. And we have to mature as a people into that level of discipline if we're going to participate in politics.
Well, it's a vital commodity, is it not, loyalty in politics and certainly in party structures. So whilst you sense you will have that with Aparahama, are you disappointed if in fact it pans out in the way that has been speculated at the moment? And I do acknowledge that you haven't received a phone call, and that would be appropriate if in fact Hana is thinking of jumping ship. How quickly could you mobilise to get another candidate for Te Pāti Māori in the Waikato Hauraki electorate?
Well, it places us in an invidious and difficult position to cast around 24 weeks out from an election. The issue you have to start asking questions about is, and I don't want to waste too much energy on this, because we've got a lot of other things going down. We're heading into a very difficult winter for our people. So we've got to put systems and processes in place on our streets. The problem you have is the why. Why would a new Kumbaya party called, whatever it's called, set up 24 weeks out from election? Why would it do it in a budget week where the budget is going to leave Māori further behind? Like this government has defunded us year in and year out, month in and month out. And so the question is the why now and why not earlier? All of these sorts of questions, and for who? Ultimately, who's pulling the strings here? You know, at least in Te Pāti Māori, everyone knows we have seven electorates, we have seven executive committees, we have seven lots of membership in each one of those rohes, and that rohe picks its MP, not the main office. So they've got a lot of ground to cover in a very short time. Kingi Kiriona standing against Hana is a superb candidate. You know, and you can't discount him in regard to what he brings to the party. So if people want to go and start their own parties, they've got to start their own new brand. And Te Pāti Māori is a brand that got Māori Meno Kapakingi, Doc Ferris, Hana, or everyone introduced to the national framework and over the line. To suggest that individuals don't have a gravitas and pull is not true, because all of those people did. But ultimately, it's the Te Pāti Māori brand that stands them, because it has a whole policy set, it has a whole history, has a whole pedigree in regard to its associations and networks through the whole of our Māori infrastructure. And you know, that's just the way it works.
Tēnā koe, two quick responses, please. The passing of Sir Tamati Reedy, whanaunga of yours, John, his contribution shouldn't go unnoted. Sadly, we wave goodbye, but with great thanks for those who've contributed to Te Ao Māori across their lifetimes. Kōrero mai.
Of course he's my uncle. We were down at the Tangi yesterday, as Nehu is today. Ngāti Whātua came on force because of intermarriages to Ngāti Pro on the Reedy line. And so it's good to have Tami Tarangi and Te Kuru and the whole team down there from Tūringa Nui o Ngāti Whātua and Ngāti Whātua ki Ōrākei. Solely for them to come down to whakamana our uncle. Kahanunu went on, Mahaki was there when we were there, the Queen was there. So he... Going back to the uncle, he's my first boss. And as good Ngāti Pro uncles, if you can get your nephew's jobs and son's jobs, you of course do that. And he was secretary of, as it was then, the Department of Māori Affairs. And so I got my first job under him and was sent back to the Māori Land Courts in the Tairāwhiti to learn my trade in the Māori land law area. And then Māori trustee was all about business law and tax law, and it was a marvellous education in regard to multiple different streams of law that you had never been given access to. And so, you know, he was responsible for that. And then through all of my career, both politically and otherwise, he was very strong but very gentlemanly in the way in which he conducted himself. You know, Māori All Black, for goodness sakes, ran his last marathon, I think when he was 78, got his PhD out of Hawaii University, an undoubted expert in a whole range of pursuits. He was vilified over an issue that not many of your listeners will recall, but it was the Hawaiian loans deal, which made Winston Peters' reputation, really. And it was just trying to look for foreign sources of investment in Māori businesses. Didn't go anywhere, but he was used as a scapegoat by a Korowetiri to put a head on a plate, so to speak, as lead. And so the rest is history. But he went on then as an academic and also as a consultant from supporting the creation of Tahu Matua and a whole range of things. And I couldn't express the amount of a contribution he gave to te ao Māori generally. So it's a real hit when you lose elders of that stake.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Thank you, John. We'll stay in touch budget week and we'll catch up with you later in the week to go through those numbers. Thanks very much. Interesting times. Kia ora. John Tamahere, Monday mornings with us.